You're listening to How We See It, a look at issues and ministries that are having an impact in our community and world. If you missed any of today's program, you'll find a copy on Spirit FM's SoundCloud page. There's a link to it at myspiritfm.com. Now, back to our program.
This is How We See It. I'm Deacon Mike Sweeney, and our guest today is Father Franco Pinto, who is the director of Mary Help of Christian Center. And Father, you have a big old camp coming up this summer, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So is this for Catholics only, or do you accept Christians, non-Christians?
It's for people of all faiths. I mean, for kids of all faiths. But it's a faith-based camp. It's predominantly faith-based, Catholic faith-based, but it's open to anybody and everybody. All kids of all faiths are welcome. It's $175 a week, but if you have two kids, it's $150. You have three kids, it's $125. You have four, it's $100. $100 is the minimum they will pay.
This is not an overnight camp, right?
No, it starts at 7 in the morning, and we're done by 4 in the evening.
So you do have discounts for multiple children. How about if you're signing up for multiple weeks?
Yeah, they will receive a 25% discount.
25%, yeah. Nice.
Correct.
If you are struggling to pay the bills, though, and you can't afford to send your child to the camp, is there any sort of financial aid available?
Yes, there is. We have a lot of people who went to the camp when they were kids, and they've come back and said, I'd like to sponsor a child. I'd like to help with the tuition for some of the kids. And so they give us a little money. It's not like there's a lot of money, but we have scholarships available. We can only give what we have. So if we receive $5,000 worth of scholarships is given out, depending on how much we receive. But there are scholarships available for those who can't afford.
And if you sign your child up for the camp, what type of activities can they expect?
From water activities to land activities. So water activities, we have canoes, water skiing, tubing. We have a pool that's a junior Olympic size pool. We have a water trampoline, things in the water. And then on the land, we have all kinds of games from soccer to baseball to creative games that happens, including fishing. There's lots that goes on this place.
So you keep them busy. As far as the water sports go, though, I hear water in Florida, and the first thing I think of is alligators.
Yeah, that's true, even in our place, but it's safe. We've had no incidents yet. But when we have groups of kids in there, the alligators stay far away anyhow.
Yeah.
So we've never had an incident. We have never seen one, let's put it that way, when the kids are around.
What kind of staffing do you have? Is it run by volunteers? Do you have paid staff?
The main staff is all paid, but then we have a lot of 16 and 17-year-olds, volunteers that get service hours for doing 5 days a week. They get about 50 hours a week of service hours. Those are the volunteers. But the rest of them are paid. It's a paid camp. That's not a money-making camp. We really break even.
Part of the main goal for the camp is to teach the kids a certain message. And what is that message?
Two reasons why we have this camp. One, to minister to their souls, to get them to heaven. So the day begins with Mass. And then during the day, we have faith formation. And then at the end, we have a little goodnight thought that we give the kids before they leave. We minister to their souls while we also minister to their bodies and their minds through the different games. But the second reason why we do this is, what do kids do when they're not outdoors? They're either playing on their phones or doing something naughty outside, depending on the neighborhood you come from. So once you bring them into this kind of a setup, they're creative. Maybe keep them out of trouble. And the parents can do their thing, not worrying about their child because they're in good hands. Then they grow with us to be happy, healthy, and holy. That's what we want them to be. That's the purpose of the camp.
We're talking with Father Franco from Mary Help of Christians. So, Father, where is the camp and what's special about the property?
So the camp is at Mary Help Christian Center. It's on 6400 East Chelsea Street. It's huge property. It's 120 acres, a huge lake within the property, two ponds in the property. But what's special about the property is the barn that we have, the animals that we have. We have 9 horses, and we have a lot of little animals. They're all kid-friendly. Even a 2-year-old can stand in front of a 7-foot horse and not be afraid. The horse will not stomp on them. The kids learn to ride. The kids learn to be close to nature through the animals, while they're close to nature through activities on the lake and so on. So it's very special because they're one with nature.
So that's part of the daily activities.
That's correct.
Father, can you talk a little bit about the Salesians and the message of St. John Bosco, which is part of your charism?
Well, thanks for asking that question, because that explains why we do what we do. The Salesians, Don Bosco founded the Salesians to take care of the poor kids in Turin, Italy, and now we are in 134 countries, and here being in the United States, our focus is young people, their souls. We do schools, we run activities, but they are activities so that we can minister to their souls. We never forget why we do what we do. running a school. We can get them to college. But the reason why we run the school is because we want to minister to their souls. That is the primary reason why we run activities. Our motto is, give me souls, take away the rest. That's our motto. That's the Salesian motto. And if you come to Mary Help, the motto is, as soon as you enter the driveway, you'll find the mission statement posted on the driveway, which says, to help each other grow in holiness. That we help one another. In every conversation, how is it making you holy? How is it making me holy? In every interaction, how is it making you holy? How is it making me holy? We never forget why we do what we do. And we're focused on that completely. And therefore, sacraments are so important. Sacrament of reconciliation, sacrament of going to Mass, devotion to our Blessed Mother are very, very important. The three key things we do not sacrifice in any of our ministries, any of our missions. And neither will we sacrifice this at our camp. The kids know right away they're coming to a Catholic camp. There's going to be Mass every single day. Some of the parents are happy about it. Some parents say, it's okay. But they know that we're going to instill in them values, even though they might not be people of our faith, of the Catholic faith. But they know they're going to have kids coming out of this camp convicted in values and good morals.
It's not a case that you are force-feeding the Catholic faith onto, say, a non-Catholic.
Correct.
You're just planting a seed, and if it grows, if they feed it, good.
That's correct. That's correct. We are called to evangelize. We are called not to shy away from being who we are. It's contagious. You know, when you have a lot of kids singing and praising the Lord, and it's just a beautiful place to be, and everybody joins in. It doesn't mean that we're going to proselytize and say, hey, you got to become a Catholic. No, we don't. We have never done that. We will never do that. But eventually, if something good comes out of this camp, when they grow older, good for them.
Father, are you allowed to visit the campus? It sounds like a really nice place to just get away from the noise of the world.
When the kids are around, because of safe environment, we are a little careful on who walks around. So we allow people to walk around, but you'll walk around with an adult that is certified, that has gone through a background check. Otherwise, you'll have to go to the main office and get scanned through what we call a system that we have that does a background check, immediate background check on people. So yes, you can visit the camp, but you're going to be walking with somebody, not by yourself. Because we have kids there, and we're very protective of the kids that we have.
How about during just a normal week when there's no camp?
Oh, yeah. You can visit when there is no camp. You still have to come up to the main office to sign in because we have a school, then there's no camp, or we have retreats happening on the same campus. We have field trips going on in the barn in the back. There are always kids in our campus. That's our mission is kids, so we always have from 7 in the morning to about 10 at night, you have kids on campus. It's a nice place to visit. Come visit. We'll take you around. We'll be there with you. We'll walk you through the entire campus. The people there are assigned to do that, so you're most welcome.
You don't have a weekday Mass or a weekend Mass, right?
Oh, we do. We are a parish as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Maryville Christian's parish. So this is a daily Mass, 6:45 in the morning, 12:10 in the afternoon. And then on Mondays and Wednesdays, we have 7 p.m. Mass and adoration on Wednesdays. And we have a Sunday Mass, 5 o'clock in the evening, and then 8 and 11 on Sunday.
So the camp begins on June the 12th, and it runs through the end of July. So 7 weeks total.
Correct.
But you can take it week by week.
Correct.
Can you do a partial week?
Partial week, no. We are not set for that yet. We can do 1 week.
So, Father, if people want more information or if they want to sign their child or children up, how do they get a hold of you?
Go online. It's www.mhctampa.org, mhctampa.org. And then you can navigate to camp once you're there. Or you can just visit the campus and sign up right at the camp office. There's a phone number associated with that. I prefer when people come in person to sign up. The phone number is 813-626-6191. 813-626-6191.
What is your capacity and how do the reservations look as the time of this recording?
So at this time, we just finished an open house. We had about 60 young kids sign up. And the parents signed the kids up. Some weeks we've gone up to about 72, I think, third week. We go right up to about 150. We max at 170. We made an exception last year for one of the weeks because we had a big group. You can sign up anytime, but you'll always find a place in our place. We will accept you whether you can pay or you can't. We'll find a way.
Our guest today has been Father Franco Pinto, the director of Mary Help of Christian Center. And this is How We See It.
Thanks for listening to today's program. This presentation and others like it are made possible by supporters like you. If you'd like a copy of today's program, make comments or suggestions, and to help us keep this important programming on the air, visit myspiritfm.com/howweseeit.